National Hymn 365, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of Creation. Service on this 10th Sunday after Trinity, we follow the order of morning prayer, beginning with the opening greeting on page 101. The Lord be with you.
And also.
Through Christ, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, open our lips.
And our
O God, make speed to save us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, now and shall be forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord. On page 118, we sing the traditional form of the Canticle Venite, verses 1 to 7. Sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and show ourselves glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. In his hand are all the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands prepared the dry. Worship and fall down and kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. On page 713, the psalm appointed for this morning is number 105, verses 16 to 22. Psalm 105, verses 16 to 22, on page 713.
Of bread, but he had sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They shackled his feet with fetters, his neck was ringed with iron, until all he foretold came to
The Old Testament reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 37, beginning at verse 1. Jacob settled in the land where his father had lived as an alien, the land of Canaan. This is the story of the family of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was shepherding the flock with his brothers. He was a helper to the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought a bad report of them to their father. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any other of his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he had made him a long robe with sleeves. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. Now his brothers went to pasture their father's flock near Shechem, and Israel said to Joseph, "Are not your brothers pasturing the flock at Shechem? Come, I will send you to them." He answered, "Here I am." So he said to him, "Go now, see if it is well with your brothers and with the flock, and bring word back to me." So he sent him from the valley of Hebron. He came to Shechem, and a man found him wandering in the fields. The man asked him, "What are you seeking?" "I am seeking my brothers," he said. "Tell me, please, where are they pasturing the flock?" The man said, "They have gone away, for I heard them say, 'Let us go to Dothan.'" So Joseph went after his brothers and found them at Dothan. They saw him from a distance, and before he came near to them, they conspired to kill him. They said to one another, "Here comes this dreamer. Come now, let us kill him and throw him into one of the pits. Then we shall say that a wild animal has devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams." But when Reuben heard it, he delivered him out of their hands, saying, "Let us not take his life." Reuben said to them, "Shed no blood. Throw him into this pit here in the wilderness, but lay no hand on him, that he might rescue him out of their hand and restore him to his father." So when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the long robe with sleeves that he wore, and they saw that, and they took him and threw him into a pit. The pit was empty. There was no water in it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. On page 130, the canticle, Urbs Fortitudinis. Thank you.
have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for our Rock of Ages is the Lord. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou that art upright dost direct the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgment, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The New Testament reading is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 14, beginning at verse 22. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning he came walking towards them on the lake. But when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you in the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
On page 122, the traditional form of the canticle Benedictus.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. A mighty salvation for us in the house of his servant David. as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hands of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our forefathers, and to remember his holy covenant, to perform the oath which he sware to our forefather Abraham, that he would give us, that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people, tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the
Page 112, we affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord. O Lord, save the king. Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness. O Lord, save your people. Give peace in our time, O Lord. O God, may clean our hearts within us. Let your merciful ears, O Lord, be open to the prayers of your humble servants, and that they may obtain their petitions. Make them to ask such things as shall please you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. We join in the first and second collects at morning prayer. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your defense, may depart you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, your Son Jesus calls us to step out onto the water with him, and to leave the safety of our boats, and to walk towards him in faith. Gracious Lord, we thank you for this beautiful world that you have created. We pray for wisdom and responsibility as we care for it. We pray for all who work on the oceans and seas around the world to bring us food and goods from all around the planet. We pray especially for all those stranded in the Straits of Hormuz and all those working on and crossing the English Channel. Lord, in your mercy. Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, our Savior, who walks with us on our life's journey. We pray for all who travel with us on this journey, for church leaders, for David, our bishop, and for our area dean, Willie Nixon. Also our families, our friends, and the community here. We pray for an awareness of our need for each other and the ability to see your image in all the people we know, care for, and meet. Lord, in your mercy. Eternal God, we pray for the people of the world whose lives are dominated by war or conflict. We pray for others whose lives have been totally disrupted by wildfires, by flooding, and by drought. We pray especially today for all who have been affected by different natural disasters. Lord, in your mercy. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of life. We pray for those whose lives are dominated by illness, grief, poverty, or injustice. We pray that in the darkness of their suffering and pain, your healing light will shine to bring them the assurance and hope they need. We remember at this time those known personally to us and those who have requested our prayers. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, we thank you for the promise that you hear our prayers. Strengthen our faith in that promise, that our lives might proclaim your love, mercy, and goodness. We pray that we will remain persistent in prayer and thanks through the coming week, inspired by the life of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And when the storms of life threaten and the worries of this world overwhelm us, help us remember Jesus' words, "Take courage, it is I, be not afraid." So, merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we say the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hymn number 92. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. Say the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and in all things acceptable to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. It was the blackness that I remember the most. It was like the lipless mouth of some gigantic creature sucking and swallowing without mercy. All night long, we'd struggled against the blackness. Below us, the churning water. Above us, the terror of a starless night. All night long, the battering waves, the howling wind, the black rain like a whip of cords on our grin-set faces. We were hard men, most of us, apart from that soft-skinned tax collector, Matthew. Our hands were gloved with calluses, toughened by the nets with which we caught our daily bread. We were used to weather and water, but nothing like this. Hour after hour, our arms strained the oars, our voices cracked with shouting until we could shout no more. By the fourth watch, we were afraid and tired, so deathly tired. But it was then, with our hopes almost sunk, it was then we saw something. Fear turned to panic, panic to despair. But now, on top of this supernatural storm, seemed to be the visitation of a ghost. Come to take us, come to drag us down to God-forsaken depths. But then it spoke, a voice above the violence. No ghost, but a man, and more than man. Take heart, he said. Do not be afraid. It is I. I am. I am is speaking to you. I felt myself lifted up, as if by a fishing hook beneath my breastbone, as if newly created with a brash, brazen boldness. The words tumbled out of my mouth like waves. Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the waters. And in a moment, I was up. Up above the chaos. Weightless, walking on water, surveying the kingdom of this world. A strange silence filled my head. Power swelled there. Ambition, pride, all that had been bubbling up these past months at his side boiled over and buoyed me. I felt I could do anything. And then in an instant, something snapped. Blackness flooded back, and with it, the noise of the waves and rain. They fell about me like a shroud. My heart plunged into my feet, and my feet into the waves. The mouth of the sea opened again, and I sank into darkness. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. all your waves and breakers have swept over me. So we read in Psalm 42. All was blackness and seriousness. Breath deserted me. Sight failed me, but somehow with a mighty heave of will and of surrender, I found the lungs to cry, Lord, save me. The meaning of this story in the Gospel according to St. Matthew is grace. When Jesus says to Peter, and indeed to us, come, it is not an invitation to pride. It is an invitation to trust. And like Peter, I know that my own proud efforts to walk on water usually don't work out too well. I trust too much my own abilities, and it doesn't take too much to sink me. This is why the meaning of this story is grace, because it is not by our own experience, energy, or effort that we leave to ride life storms. It's by who Jesus is and what Jesus has done and what Jesus is going to do. You see, like the blackness that descended on the wind-blown lake was a manner like the blackness that descended on the first Good Friday. It was real as the sin and shame we bear. But it was, in the end, dispelled by the light of the world. He who rose up from the chaos of death saw no ghost, no apparition. He was flesh and blood and spirit, God and man and Lord. And he still approaches us, walking into our lives, especially when we are at our lowest and when we are sinking. So, Peter, as we know, would soon sink to a lower, darker place than this when he denied and abandoned his Lord. Yet Peter discovered a great truth, that it's at our most faithless moments that God proves himself faithful. This has been my experience. Perhaps it has also been yours. Because the reality of grace is that when I reach the end of my own resources, that's when faith kicks in. I utter a heart cry from the blackness. The hand, his hand, clasps mine. And yet again, I am saved. And now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we ascribe as is most justly due, all might, majesty, praise, glory, and dominion, from this time forward and forevermore. Amen. From Thanks and Praise, hymn number 56, How Shall They Hear Who Have Not Heard? Thank you. God's gracious mercy and protection, we commit you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his perfect peace, this day and always. Service next Sunday, the 11th Sunday after Trinity, parish communion at 10 o'clock. Looking a bit further ahead, choir practices in advance of the Harvest Festival will begin on the first Thursday in September. That's Thursday, the 3rd of September at 8 o'clock. And the recessional hymn, it would seem the suns aren't glowing very well today, so we will sing number 588, 588, Light of the Minds That Know Him. Oh. Lord be with you. Let us bless the Lord.